We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Canadian fingerstyle guitarist Antoine Dufour signed with Milwaukee's Candy Rat Records in 2005, before the label was actually even open for business. He remains one of the label's most popular artists, and he's released 6 albums, 2 DVDs, and has more than 50 million views on YouTube. Dufour, who's based in Montreal when he's not touring, has been in town this week performing and teaching at UWM's fingerstyle guitar program, and he'll play a concert Thursday night at the St. Kate Arts Hotel. He stopped by our studio first to share some music, and here he is with his own composition, These Moments. These Moments, Antoine Dufour in Lake Effect's performance studio. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, merci.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are one of my favorite guitarists. So when the opportunity came to have you in the studio, I could not say no.
Wow, so, such an honor.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, you play so beautifully, and I just love the textures that you get from the guitar. You manage to find all these different sounds and different shapes of sound within it. When did you first start playing? Were you one of those child prodigies?
No, actually, no? Not at all. I started, I was 15 years old. Yeah. My dad was playing a little bit of guitar, so he showed me a few chords. I've learned my first songs, very simple things. And 2 years after, I started being interested in some classical stuff. Well, through a progressive rock band called Yes, there's this Steve Howe guitar player there, and he was playing this song called Mood for a Day. It's kind of a classical feel to it. And then at the time, I didn't know how to play that stuff, so I would pick my guitar and, you know, I learned it all the way through. I was able to play it with the recording, sync with the recording. But at the time, I was just playing with my thumb and index of my right hand. And anyways, I got to be able to do it. Then I applied in college for actually a double program, which was a music and also pure sciences. It's like a 3-year program we have in Quebec. The system is a little different over there, but we have. So I've been studying the two things kind of together over 3 years, but that's where I really discovered that I wanted to do music. So no more sciences for me, but I enjoy it. But yeah, it was a lot of work. But anyways, I really discovered a lot of music, guitar music over there, because my teacher was really open. It was a classical guitar teacher, but he was really listening to many things, all fingerstyle stuff, like Leo Kottke, Pierre Bensusan, Michael Hedges, and Don Ross. And then one day he lent me a cassette of Don Ross. It was actually like a copied cassette, like
a bootleg.
Yeah. And then I listened to it. I was like, wow, how is this guy can do that on a guitar? It was like, and back in the day, there were no YouTube videos or anything. It was like in 97 or 98. I wanted to learn that stuff. So I started to find materials like VHS cassette of, classes that Don Ross would do. And I could see this, how he was achieving those sounds. Started learning his songs. And that's mostly how I got into that, is really true. Learning a lot of Don Ross tunes. So he's kind of my mentor, I guess.
He's played in here too.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah, such a great guy. And then over the years, I've been lucky enough to also open for him or play shows with him and on the road. So he's been always a big influence.
He's an influence, but what I really like about your music is that you're not a direct copy of him. You've taken what he does and you've absorbed it into yourself and into your own music and created your own sound,
Thank you. I try. I mean, I've been always taking a little bit here and there. So there's, of course, Don Ross is like the one that really, put me on a certain track. But after that, I also discovered many other players. Like, I really love Stephen Bennett, which is a wonderful writer. He writes, like, unbelievable melodies. you know, Michael Hedges, Leo Kottke, all that stuff. Really, I learned a little bit here, a little bit there, and just to have tools, you know, just to build up my bag of tools.
You mentioned something I think really important, and that's melody. And sometimes when I hear fingerstyle guitar players, it's a lot of technique, but there isn't a lot of melody. There's not something that my ear can hang on to. And I think that's something that you do so well. I think maybe that's one of the reasons I like your playing so much, is that there is a through line, a melody that I can follow.
Well, thank you. Because it's that's something very important, I think, and especially in instrumental guitar music, because it's already instrumental, so people are not used to listen to that so much. They listen to the voice all the time, so they're not like trained to listen to instrumental music, and especially guitar. So it could be just a background music, but if you give them like elements that they can grab, like a good melody, a rhythm, built like a song that they would hear differently, like what I like to do is to work, if I was a band, like I have a bass player, a drummer, a keyboard player, and a singer. So that's kind of what I'm trying to emulate. So and use structures that people could follow and, you know, grab onto something they know already, kind of in other type of music.
Right. So. Something they'd hear on the radio, that song format. Do you start with a melody when you write, or does it depend?
It depends, yeah, but most of the time, actually not. I have to kind of build on something. So I sometimes like to go with a simple idea, just a riff, a few chords, a rhythm, and I'll probably loop that and maybe record it if I can, and then I will sing on top of that, or I will... sometimes I use a Guitar Pro, which is a software that you can write your music in there, and then it plays it for you. So it's sometimes cool to hear what it does. Sometimes I will use that, and then I will try to sing something, and I will make an arrangement. So I have to find like a good tuning that will work for it, or so I have to try to write all those parts together and learn it and make sure if I can solve problems. You know, trying to find like there's this fingering here, this, that, this, and that. I have to make all those things together. How can I do that? So I need to find solutions. So it's a really problem-solving type of thing.
That's where your science background comes in, of that whole experimenting and trying again and finding it. And
I hadn't thought about that, but that's a good thing, yeah? Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's some method to it, that where you're trying, you know, as you say, to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. And you have to get through the various pieces of it in order to make it all work.
Yeah. And also, when I started writing, was not like that. I was like more trying stuff and, you know, it was really intuitive, I guess. And okay, let's try. But the more I wrote, the more I was like finding different ways, different approach. And I find like the best for me is if I have nothing, and I don't know if I'm in front of a blank page, I will listen to some music that I like. I'll try to analyze it and find a cool idea, and then build on it, write, sing, and it's gonna work. It's gonna make it eventually, you know. So that's kind of a method I developed for myself. It doesn't mean that it's gonna work for everybody, but for me, I mean, it works.
Well, how did you come to the song we're going to hear next, which is 30 Minutes in London? I'm assuming that was based in some experience that you had.
Yes, you're right. the title is kind of evocative, I guess. But I was in England with the International Guitar Night back in, I think it's in 06. We were mostly doing Scotland and a few dates in England. And when you had this last show was in Dartford next to London. And there was this place called the Mick Jagger Center where we were playing. It's full of, you know, there's a lot of images of Mick Jagger, which is, it's okay if you like Mick Jagger. that was a fun gig there, and then we that was the last one, and I was starting writing this riff maybe I think the previous day in the hotel room, and then after that we took a train from Dartford to London, and in London we stopped for lunch and we had a little bit of time, so we're looking at the time, and we had a good half hour, so why not? So we just decided to visit London in a half hour. So basically it was just to go and jump in the subway, and we went to the Buckingham Palace, and it was like, wow, let's stay there for a minute or two, watch it, check it out, you know, from outside. And and then, you know, we had to run again to the next subway, and We had to go to the airport finally. So basically, that's kind of the story of that. And then I finished the song at home and kind of in that way, and I created this very, you know, quick, busy riff that people are like, you know,
rushing and
rushing, and then this all moment and you can like stop and check stuff and go back into the subway and, you know, do the rush again. So it's like a little bit of a stop in time. So I guess that's it. That's
okay.
30 Minutes in London.
Well, this is 30 Minutes in London with Antoine Dufour in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Yes, 30 Minutes in London, indeed, or any big city for that matter. It's like, it's exactly it. Antoine Dufour in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You are at the point in your career where younger players are looking to you for guidance and looking to you for, you know, whether you're teaching them, whether they just want to sit and watch you and pick up things the way you did when you were first learning? How does that feel to kind of have made that transition?
I don't know. That's weird. I would never have imagined that, you know, my life was not necessarily the goal either, but it's just like, wow, it's pretty humbling. It's good. It's nice.
What do you tell young guitarists who come to you? I mean, what are some of the things that you look for in their playing and then talk to them about?
I mean, their own sound, if they have this little thing that they do and they're really good at, like their like collar, if you will, just to keep that, to go into that direction, to work hard on that, to have their own signature sound. Also being very musical, like you were talking about the melody, you know, singing more, maybe writing a little more, because a lot of them are just like noodling and finding stuff. It's cool. Sometimes it creates really good ideas. I have nothing against that. I've done that myself, and I do that still sometimes. But I mean, it has to come to another level. So sometimes you have to really sit down and write more, sing more, or use other instruments and just to create and then transfer it to the guitar and just to have like an extra dimension. So those people sometimes have this extra work to do. And doing that, you progress as well. Like I feel I've been getting better at playing just because I was writing this way. That forced me to you know, had those ideas to put together. I could not play it. I had to figure out a way to make it happen. So I have to really, like we were talking about problem solving. So I think that's something they have to do more. And when you start to do that work, it starts to show and become a lot more interesting.
After your concert at St. Kate's on Thursday, what's next? What are you doing? Are you touring? Are you recording a new album? What's
happening? Actually, I'm touring. I'm doing... this show on Thursday night at the St. Kate Hotel. It's going to be cool. So at 8 p.m. And then after that, I have to fly to Detroit. There's these guys, Fingerstyle Michigan Association over there. That's pretty cool. They've been having me a few times in the past. I'm doing two concerts there near Detroit area and teaching also like clinics there. Great bunch of guys that organizes a lot of those concerts, acoustic guitar concerts over throughout the years. So I'm doing that. And then after that, I'm going to Indianapolis to play two shows there. And I meet my buddy, Adrian Belew, which is another fellow young guitar player. He's a great guy. And we're going to do a few gigs together, those two in Indianapolis. And then we go to near Chicago and then one in Minneapolis. So
and then home.
And that's it. Yeah, home. And catch up on other things.
Yes, the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I am so pleased you were able to spend a little bit of time here on this tour. It's such an honor to have you in the studio, Antoine. And thank you so much for playing for us.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Thank you very much.
What are you going to take us out with?
It's called Mother. Thank you.
Canadian guitarist Antoine Dufour performing his composition Mother in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Our in-studio concert was engineered by Jason Reavy. Dufour will give a free concert Thursday evening at the St. Kate Hotel in downtown Milwaukee. There's more information as well as all of the tunes that he performed for us at wuwm.com.